Second Floor Lounge, Episode 2. This episode is going to feature songs dedicated to the idea of podcasting. I'm starting it off with Cruise Boxes on a Podcast, and this is the squeaky clean edit. Next up, we have the multi-talented Jeff Smith with Not on the Radio.
Somebody told me you're in San Francisco. They said you're working in a box.
Yeah, a cubicle.
Somebody told me that you're not on top of the world. You're probably walking down the street with your earbuds jammed so deep in your ear.
Yeah, you're going deaf.
You probably found this little MP3 for free. Well, you can play this, but not on the radio. I made this just so I could let it go. Does anyone around here still have a radio? Out in Cupertino, it's way cooler out there.
Yeah, I think so.
But maybe you just like it in your cozy little world.
us out in Wheeling, West Virginia. We can make it on our own, and we're doing just fine. I can't afford your record, but it's out of sight. Well, you can play this, but not on the radio. I made this, but not for the radio. Hey, now, switch off your radio, off your radio. Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
And with a slight change of pace, we have Uncle Seth explaining a common misconception. A lot of people think because of the name podcast, you need an iPod to listen. It simply isn't true. Well, that's almost it for this episode. Obviously, I've still got a few audio issues to work out, but I'm getting better. Wanted to start adding some promos to let people know what I've been listening to and what I've been liking. Since it's the first time I'm doing it, I thought I would start with the two that got me hooked. The progenitor podcast of them all, Adam Curry's Daily Source Code, and the Dawn and Drew Show. Dawn and Drew, I can't stop listening to, but I couldn't explain to anybody why I listen to it at all. I just love it.
Good evening. I'm Arthur Sandwich of Strange Brain Radio. I'm an avid listener of Adam Curry's Daily Source Code, more recently known as The Charlie. As of late, Mr. Curry has become somewhat perplexed and distressed by the growing volume of his detractors and their relentless attacks upon him. Well, Adam, since you appear to be clueless in this regard, I've compiled a list of why you are so despised. I now give you the top 10 reasons why we hate Adam Curry. Number 10, he used to work at MTV, when MTV was still cool. And as host of Headbangers Ball, arguably, he had the coolest job in MTV also. Number 9, he is married to a beautiful former pop star, who drives a Jaguar and has her own cosmetics company. Number 8, he's gorgeous! Over 6 feet tall, with roguish good looks and a full head of thick blonde. You know, fuck the list. I'll tell you what I hate you, Adam Curry. You're always prancing about. Look at me, I'm Adam Curry. I can speak 5 languages. I fly planes and helicopters. Look at me, I'm Adam Curry. I've partied at the MTV Beach House and the Playboy Mansion. I'm Adam Curry. I co-invented podcasting. I was in a movie with Sean Penn and Elizabeth Hurley. And I was also in Truth or Dare with Madonna. I had my own TV series. I'm so rich and bloody fucking successful and popular, I've got my own stalker. And if that wasn't enough, my last house was a fucking castle. You've got some sort of magnet or vacuum that sucks away all the good fortune that was intended for the rest of us regular guys. You're taking more than your fair share. Well, fuck you, Adam. Fuck you and the plane you flew in on. Headwinds! Headwinds, Adam! I want my hair back! I want my hair back, you selfish bastard! Oh, I swore I wouldn't do this.
Oh, and this next promo is not family safe, so if there are younger ears listening, you might want to skip ahead 2 minutes.
Previously on the Don and Drew Show, we learned cartoon characters can play the jaw harp.
Snoopy played the jaw harp.
A dog could play a jaw harp?
Yeah, a cartoon dog. He got down with the jaw harp.
You missed Don making fun of cartoon characters with disabilities.
Did Charlie Brown have leukemia?
Don insults people she went to high school with.
This one kid Jason I went to school with, he always smelled like cat pee.
And Don insults us all.
You dumb fucking idiot.
History was made, folks.
Back to the jaw harp.
Yes.
Check this out, you guys. I'm so excited right now because in my hands, for the first time in my life, is a jaw harp. Or some people call them Jew harps.
Don plays the jaw harp for the very first time.
Let's see if I can do it. Hold on. I'm so excited right now. Okay, hold on. Ow, my tooth. There's nerves in your teeth. I need a lesson.
You got to do it closer to the mic.
Okay, hold on.
There you go. Now yeah! Sing a little, do a little ditty.
You're hearing history right now because you'll remember. You'll think back and go, I was there the first time Dawn played that. I shared that moment with her.
I was there the moment her tooth shattered.
I still got it. Just open your world, man.
And how could we forget Dawn's trip to the YMCA?
I could tell you about something amazing.
What?
I went to step aerobics today at the YMCA. That's not amazing. So the instructor, who hopefully doesn't ever listen to this, she had like this little line of pussy sweat.
Really?
Around her pussy.
Nuh-uh.
There's a little bit of sweat line. And I was like, I'm so excited right now. I can't stop looking at that pussy sweat space.
Her camel toe was sweating. Did you like point it out to your stepmates?
So don't miss another episode of the Don and Drew Show, or else Don might say,
oh, you fucking loser.
And now, back to Don and Drew.
All of the music played on this podcast can be found on the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. There are also links in the show notes at secondfloorlounge.podshow.com. Have a great time, and I'll talk to you later.